Yo, what's up? It's your boy E.T., pastor of A Place of Change Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. You know, so many people have said to me, E, we love the normal service, but the podcast, we can wash dishes, wash clothes, work out to it, drive up and down the road, our commute to work. And so, guys, thank you so much. Look, you know, we have one goal here, and that is to meet your spiritual needs. And so we hope that this message helps you in your everyday walk, helps you in your transformation. And most importantly, we hope that it helps you to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Come on, say forward. Come on, forward. Okay, so look, God gave me a message for you. And God told me, Eric, in your life, this is why you've gone forward. But then at other times in your life, this is why you've gone backwards. Praise God. Come on, am I talking to anybody? Has anybody gone forward, but sometimes you go back? Hallelujah. So I told you, I don't know what Pastor Ty has been on, but he's been on one. Amen. Come on, praise God. He's been on one. Amen. And so as the word is coming forth, amen, I've been gleaning. I've been gleaning from the word. Amen. I don't know nobody who that deep where they don't need to glean from the word. Amen. And so I've been gleaning from the word. And so God gave me a word to give you guys. Amen. Which is why we don't go forward while we're going backwards. Does that make sense? So let's just go to the slides real quick. I actually printed them out for myself, but it didn't. They was like, they don't have a pulpit. I never used one, so that's why they don't have one. But I was like, I was going to read it today, but I'm going to rely on my squad. Is that all right? I know they got it. Amen. So watch this. So the pastor gave us this a few weeks ago, Genesis 3, 6 through 12. Everybody, I just want forward. Okay, so I want you to think of an area of your life where you need to go forward. Real, y'all. We're dealing with the creator. We're not here just to be playing church. And so I want you to know that God is a healer. Amen. And so I want you to put your attention to God. Yes, I want to go forward, but I'm not generalizing forwards. I'm very specific about what I mean. So maybe it's a relationship that you need to move forward in. Maybe financially, maybe in your career, you need to move forward. Amen. Am I talking to anybody? All right. So look, I just recently had a gig I did, and I sat down with them and was like, yo, I think if you pay me that much, I think you have more. Amen. And so I can do more. Amen. If you pay me like that, I know I can do more. So we're sitting down and we're talking about the more, right? And I promise y'all, I sent a proposal. And when I sent a proposal, I prayed about it. I said, God, I want them to accept this $1 million proposal. No, I'm talking about moving forward. Amen. I'm like, God, I want to get off the road a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a little bit. Well, Didi want to get off the road a little bit, God. Amen. She wants a little bit more stability. Like, I was homeless. So I don't mind traveling all over the world every day. I don't mind. But I'm like, okay, God, we're getting older and she, and I can feel that she's ready to stop. And so I need this $1 million. God, listen to me. I'm talking about going forward. Amen. And I had a conversation with God and I said, God, because it's a proposal, I have to give them what I want. And then I have to give them a secondary. That's just how proposals go. But listen to me. This is a relationship I had with God. I said, God, I only put the second one down because that's what I was taught to do. I went to college. You know what I'm saying? So they told you, you give them two options. You give them one option with you. And you give them one option with the organization, right? That doesn't really include a lot of you. Amen. I'm just being honest. I sent a proposal and said, God, I want to move forward with the million. Amen. Now I'm talking to somebody in the room. I'm talking to somebody who's still struggling with, you don't want to be honest with God. You don't want to really tell God. You don't want to be vulnerable. I was vulnerable. God, don't let them even see the second part of the proposal, God. Man, get lost in the email. Like, I pray that the only thing that prints out, the only thing that they see is the $1 million. Oh, anybody else want to go forward? And I'm not even talking about the money. I'm talking about believing that I am a royal priesthood in the chosen. Not just saying it in church, but really believing that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, really feeling in my spirit that I deserve this million. Am I talking to anybody? We're not talking about money. I'm talking about walking into who I know God called me to be. Anybody, sometimes you struggle, like you might have a little doubt I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. And so I pushed sin and was like, I believe God. I'm just waiting for you to, okay, all right. So I don't know who wants to go forward, but I want you to think of an area right now where you're like, God, I need you. There's no earthly thing that's going to get me to this next. Oh, come on. I'm talking to somebody in the spirit of the Lord. That's why we're in this place this morning. We're not relying on no other source, no other help, no other strength. We're relying on God. We're saying, God, this is something that only you can do. Hallelujah. Only you can blind their eyes to the second part of the proposal. Only you can do that, God. Only you can make them look at the thousand and go, that's all he charging? Where do we sign? All right, y'all think I'm playing. First time I ever charged 10 grand, long time ago. Josh, y'all know Josh Hatch, works with us now. Josh said when he saw that I was charging $10,000, he told the company to write the check and get it to me immediately just in case I changed. I'm not playing. When I got there, Josh was like, Eric, is this real? I was like, what you mean is this real? He said, bro, you charged us 10 grand. I didn't even know my man at the time. This is my first time. He said, don't you ever charge nobody $10,000 again. He said, I couldn't believe it when your agent said it. That's why we sent it to you in 48 hours. We couldn't believe it. I'm asking the same spirit Josh had back then that when he see the million, he go, I can't believe you charging a million. Where do we? Okay, all right. And so the word of God says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat and gave it also to her husband who was with her. And guess what? He did what? My. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. All right. So look, so y'all got to go with me here. Okay, so I see how we go backwards. So at first, let's go to the next one. At first, when I first read it, the big question was like, why, God? Like, why did that happen? Watch what God told me. God said, don't worry about the why. Watch this. God said, you don't need to be worried about the why. Go to the next one. This is what God told me. God said, forget the why, and let's talk about the how did it happen. No. Before I go. Y'all know I don't like to do this. I like to just preach. I don't like to teach. Yeah, that's not my swag. Like, teaching slowed me down. I like to preach. But I gotta stop and teach for a minute. Stop asking God why. That's that I gotta know spirit. That's that inquisitive spirit. That's not like we need to start asking God, how did I get in this mess? How did this happen? Because once we know how something happened, we can correct it. You can't fix what you can't fix it when you don't know it. Like, how did my credit get? We know why your credit got messed up. We know why. Like, we can just look at the score and it's gonna tell us. But the real question is how? Am I an emotional spender? How? Do I procrastinate? How? How did I get in this mess, God? Because once we can identify this is how, I said, how in the world did Adam get there? I'm trying to figure it out. Like, God, how? Because the Bible says that Adam wasn't deceived. This is weird. I'm just saying, if you just study the Bible just on some like common sense stuff, I'm just like, Eve got tricked. Like Eve was like, it's this and it's that. Oh, and it's this and it's that. And the devil was like, she was like, oh, it's this, it's that. Yo, it's going to be so good. Like it was a high. Adam wasn't on no high. Adam was in his right mind. Adam wasn't tricked. Adam wasn't deceived. But yet Adam went backwards. And I asked myself, God, how? What happened, God? God showed me. This is going to blow your mind. God showed me this. I said, ooh, let's go to the next line. Ooh, okay, watch this. Ooh, okay, so I've been reading this the wrong way the whole time. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father. You ever been to a wedding before and you hear him say this? I never even realized this is how Adam got messed up. Therefore shall a man leave his mother, he leave his father, and shall cleave unto his wife and the one soul, and they shall be one flesh. I got it now. I understand clearly what happened. Oh, somebody better talk back to me. I'm telling you today, I realize how Adam messed up. He wasn't tricked. He wasn't deceived. This was no, listen to me. In today's society, when something go wrong, you could just be like trauma. I'm I'm just being real. It's like, what happened to you? Up, daddy wasn't in your life. Trauma. Mama wasn't in your life. Trauma. Or your mama was in your life. Trauma. You feel me? Because we always try to act like your daddy was in your life. Trauma. I'm just being real. Amen. And so with Adam, like, I'm confused because there was no trauma. There was no trauma with Adam. So Adam, what happened? How did you go backwards? And God showed me what happened. He said, watch this. So when we're preachers and we're marrying folks, what we're saying when we say leave your mother and father, we're talking about a new loyalty. Okay. I don't got time to preach the whole thing because when you teach, it take longer. So just believe me. Amen. Okay. You got to know, believe me. Go to the word, right? So in Genesis, before there was Eve, there was Adam and God. I read it. It was so dope that it was God and Adam and go. It's in the word. And God actually is with Adam, and they're actually, he gave him a job. And the job was he's naming all the animals. I'm just saying, it's just God, it's just Adam. Come on, just read the word. It's just God, it's just Adam. And then they introduce Eve. And when they introduce Eve, the Bible says that Adam woke up from his sleep and went, whoa, man. I don't know what happened, but Adam was like, whoa, man. They called her woman. No, this is crazy. So for the first time in Adam's life, he's now introduced to somebody outside of God. But I just want to show y'all, when it was Adam, he had a job. He had a divine responsibility. He's naming animals, him and God doing their thing. And then now he introduces him to a woman. So now it's God, Adam, and Eve. Oh, y'all better hear what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So now somebody says to do something to him other than God. Oh, y'all better hear what I'm saying. I just showed you how to go forward. Anytime you are in the presence of God, you're going forward. Anytime you get in the presence with somebody else who is not in Christ, you're going backwards. I'm trying to show you, Adam ain't had no problems when it was just him and God. He had no trust. He didn't have no problems when it was him, God, and Eve. You better hear what I just told you. Adam didn't have no problems when he was just with God. And then when he was with Eve and she was with him and God. In fact, the Bible says that God put Adam to sleep and God blessed. Oh, come on, somebody. And Adam said, whoa. I was by myself. Look at what God did. But then there was another individual introduced to the relationship. Say, there was another pastor who has been teaching us, like, be careful who you're having conversations with. Be careful who's in your ear. No, be careful who's in your ear, even when you in your ear in the name of God. Be careful. Just because it's your voice and your ear does not mean it belongs there. Just because it's your voice, if your voice is telling you to kill yourself, that is a demonic voice and you are against God. If your voice is telling you you got a low self-esteem, if your voice is saying you don't deserve, if your voice is saying that voice is still a demonic voice. I don't care if it's coming from you. That don't make it right because it's coming from you. And we will judge others when the voice is wrong, but we think it's okay when we talk to ourselves in a way that's demonic. The Bible said, judge yourself before you judge others. Why? Because you will let yourself get away with stuff that you won't let nobody else get away with. And God is saying, whatever voice it is, if it's not my voice, it's an inappropriate voice. It doesn't belong. And so when Eve said, Adam, go ahead and eat this, what happened was there was a new loyalty. Oh, y'all better hear what I'm saying. I'm showing you how not to go backwards. what Adam should have said was, did God tell us to? Eve, the last memo I got, God specifically said, don't eat. And so what Adam did was Adam messed up. Adam gave her his loyalty, and then Eve took the influence. It was at that point when Adam said yes that they shift roles. Oh, now you're going backwards for sure. If now you done let Eve, come on, you done let Eve be the influencer when God is the influencer. Eve wanted you to say no. Eve wanted you to tell her it's not appropriate. Eve wanted you to help her. And instead of you helping Eve, you just went ahead and went. I'm telling you today that when we are no longer connected to the Father, you're going backwards. I don't care if that's your boo or not. Y'all going backwards together. Once you take it and eat it, y'all going backwards together. Are you listening to what I'm trying to tell you? I told you last week, if you are in a marriage, I told you last week, if you got children, I told you last week, if you're in a business, you better be careful to make sure at least one of y'all stay spiritual. One of y'all better stay connected to the Father. Don't let the devil get both of y'all, because if he can get both of y'all, it's a wrap. Your marriage is done. But if one of y'all waking up in the morning and interceding on behalf of your marriage, if one of y'all praying over your business, if one of y'all don't give up on your kids and y'all say, God will make a way somehow. The devil want to get both of us. Oh, the devil want to get me. He can't get my wife. If he get my wife, I tell my wife, boo, do me a favor. One of us got to stay spiritually strong. One of us got to stay on guard. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Okay, so I just want to make it simple so you'll know from now on if you're going forward or backwards. Just want you to know. Here's how you know. If you go from God thinking to group thinking, Adam just went from God thinking to group thinking. He just went from listening to the word of God to doing what his girl wanted him to do. Oh, no. Be careful, because I don't want you to hear me the wrong way, because I get excited and I don't teach and you get caught up and you hear the wrong thing. I didn't say when there's anything wrong with the group. I said when the group is no longer led by God. Ain't nothing wrong with the group if the group praying. Ain't nothing wrong with the group if the group doing what thus saith the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with the group if the group knows who God is and putting God first. But once the group, the Tower of Babel, once the group is using their influence and their power and using their resources for self. I'm going to say it one more time. This is how you know you're going backwards. You and the whole group have decided y'all going to build a Tower of Babel up to God. The devil is a lie. God said, man, I blessed them. Now they trying to come up here to me. They out of order. I'm about to have to come down. I got to go down and stop this. Let me tell you something. God will stop it. And if he has to, he will stop you. He will stop it first. And if you don't stop after he stops it, he will stop you. But God is not a man that he should be mocked. And when individuals abandon their own conviction, their own truth, or discernment to align with the group or to a close relationship, even when they know it's wrong. That's group thinking. Yep, this ain't right, but it's Eve. It's my boo. No. Come on, I know I'm using 2025 slang, but listen to me very closely. We're saying the same thing. He was not deceived. He knew it was wrong, but he was willing to do it because he wanted to stay in alignment with Eve instead of staying in alignment with God. So I just want you to know, once you go with the group, you're about to go backwards. So don't be hurt when you start doing the backwards stuff. And here's what we do. Oh, God. Okay. All right. So let me say this. This is how you know it's backwards, because when it's backwards, you start blaming. Backwards is always blamers. Backwards are never builders. Once you start blaming, you're going backwards. At one point you said, whoa, man. Then you went, it was the woman you gave me. What? What? When just a chapter ago, you was geeked. Just a chapter ago, she was all that in a bag of chips. As soon as you start blaming, you go backwards. No, I'm going to slow down for you. As soon as you start blaming your spouse and blaming your boss and blaming your kids, as soon as you go to Facebook with that stuff, I know you was mad. I know you was mad when you went to Facebook. I know you was mad when you went to Instagram. But as soon as you start blaming, you start going backwards. Because God doesn't blame, he builds. And even when Adam and Eve messed up, God still was like, hey, where y'all at? I'm coming to help. What's going on? We naked. Naked. Who told you that? I never told you that. I'm here to help. Who told you was naked? Uh-oh, y'all been listening to other voices. Naked is not even in our vocabulary. Did you just hear what I said? Naked is not a part of God's vocabulary. What y'all doing? We hiding backwards. We are withdrawing backwards. That's how you know he loves you. Because when they was going backwards, the Bible says, go read it for yourself. The Bible says that the Spirit of God was in, they could feel his presence in the garden after they sinned. They didn't even get kicked out immediately. He was trying to save them. The devil blames. The Lord builds. I'm going to say it one more time. If you are in a spirit of blaming, you did not get that from God. What y'all doing? We're hiding. For what? We were afraid. Uh-oh, you've been with somebody else. They are inserting their vocabulary into your spirit so that they can get you a different outcome. Fear, I never taught y'all that word. For I have not given you a spirit of fear. Where you get that from? Who you got? You missed what I just said. You are going backwards in life because you scared. God said, who gave you that? Where you get that from? Amen. I know we're doing gentle parenting now, but back in the day, my mama used to say, when you brought something in the house that she didn't pay for, you couldn't just be bringing stuff like some shoes in the crib. My mom like, where you get them shoes from? I ain't buy those. My boy, you get these shoes, you go find your boy, and you get to do tell your boy take his shoes back. Y'all not hear what I'm telling you? So my grandma had 14 kids. I got an aunt younger than me. But you do the math. So I got a lot of uncles, aunties. I call them super uncles. They like super cousins to me, I mean. They young. Watch this. My mother would say when I would do stuff with my auntie and my uncle, my mother would say to me, did I tell you you could go? But Uncle Junebug said, what? Is Junebug your mama? Junebug, my brother, are y'all missing what I'm saying? As soon as our behavior becomes that of the devil, amen, the devil blames and the devil points. Oh, Lord, look at them now. You got to kick them out. Look what they did. Like, he will get you in trouble and then try to get you in trouble. Oh, Job ain't all that. He only doing that because you got a hedge of protection around. Take that junk from around you. And we gonna really see who Job is. So group thinking, you choose companionship over conviction. You know the fruit ain't right, but it's like, I want to be with you. I already got cut up. I'm cutting everybody else up. I've already got the whip and I'm everybody getting one now. We're not sparing nobody. I'm telling on everybody. Number two, follow people's approval instead of God's authority. No, listen to me. God just had to tell me even today, do me a huge favor, son. You don't get to act a certain way because you feel a certain way. Because now your feelings become your God. And you're going to deal with the consequences of them. Whatever you do, son, look at all the trees and all the fruit on all the trees. Why are you even looking at that one? Number three settles for conformity instead of courage. And I don't want to speak up. I don't want to go against nobody. Let's go to the next one. God thinking is aligning your mind and actions with God's truth. What pastor called it? The standards. What do we call them? Your feelings don't give you an out from the standard. It was actually Eve's feelings. Pastor, talk about it. It's either the feeling of pain that make you do stuff or the feeling of pleasure that make you do stuff. Remember when he taught that? And so for Eve, it was, because she had never dealt with pain before, it was the pleasure of it. I said, do me a favor. Don't let your feelings send you to hell. Don't let your feelings get you in trouble with my authority. When I tell you to do something, I don't care who they are and what they did and what they said. You know how to act. So I'm at the restaurant, right? And I'm getting poor service. Poor. I'm like, I don't even know why you took this job. You don't even like to serve. My food is cold. I was like, okay, cool. God was like, oh, you about to do that? Oh, no, we got a standard, son. The standard is we give every waiter $100. That's the standard. You about to switch the standard up because they acting a fool? Okay, do me a favor. You can write whatever you want because you got the power of choice. But if you write anything other than $100, you will deal with the consequences that they about to deal with. The curse they about to get for not doing whatever thy hand find to do with all your might. You about to get what they get, and you about to get double because you know better than that. I was like, honey, bah. And God was like, now do me a favor though, because we still need to talk. Because you still entertained. You still entertain not doing what you're supposed to do because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Somehow you let their behavior become the standard when I'm the standard. My word is the standard. So we got to talk. I bet you now, nah, I don't care what you, I don't care if you can spit in my food. 200. But she just spit in your food. How you going to give her 200? For with the same standard, pastor, for with the same measure that you give, it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. This ain't got nothing to do with how they behave. I gave you a standard. The standard is, if you give, the vengeance is mine, said the Lord of hosts. You don't even know how to punish nobody. You need to be punished. You run around here punishing folk. You need to be punished. If we change the standard and make your standard the standard, you wouldn't have nothing to do with me if I treated you like you treat them. Listen to me. I want y'all to be careful because the internet is booming. Internet is booming. And you got all kind of preachers now on the internet, and they say all kind of stuff that sound good. Cut them off. The heart of Christianity is reconciliation. The heart of Christianity, if you ain't reconciling, you ain't like Christ. The very heart, for God so loved the doggone world that he gave reconciliation. So whoever believeth in him should not. Come on, talk back to me. Maybe you don't understand it. Let's start from the beginning. For God that whomsoever shall not, and you perishing people. No. I'm not suggesting that you stop. I'm suggesting that God says, for those that cannot forgive, their sins will not be. That's the standard. Don't let the internet hype you up. Don't let the internet, oh, you don't embed and don't embed. You like, yep, that, don't let the, there was a standard before Facebook. There was a standard before Instagram. There was a standard before TikTok. Align your mind and actions with God's truth, regardless of the pressure, regardless of the influence, regardless of the culture. People been hitting me up in the last couple of weeks. E, what you think about? How I think about what I've been thinking about, Christ and Christ crucified. But go to my page. That's what we think. We're not switching our page up for events. We're not switching our page up because what's happening in Delaware? What's happening? We know this world. We know we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we need a savior. When you go to my stuff, you're going to hear Jesus, 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 Jesus crucified, Jesus word. And then God going to do whatever he going to do. And so Romans 12:2, do not conform. Don't be transformed. Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I just saw my son walk in. As for me and my house. Just flew in from California. As for me and my house. I was waiting for my wife to sit down so I could be at ease. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And when we don't serve the Lord, we're going to ask for repentance. So that God can put us in back in right. Somebody y'all say amen. Amen. Ain't nobody said nothing about being perfect, but we do know what the standard is. In Luke 22:42, not my will. From Jesus himself, not my will. Let's go to the next one. Let's try to get out of here. Amen. God's thinking traits. It chooses conviction over conformity. It anchors in God's approval, not people's validation. It walks by faith and truth, not fear of rejection. Come on, come on, come on. We don't got a lot of time. So there was a shift in order. There was a shift. So what I'm telling you is we got to get back to the original. So here's the original. God, Adam, Eve. Praise God. So watch this. So there's a vertical order. And it's not horoscopes. It's a vertical order. It's not corporate America. Oh, so you saying we don't need to make no money? Absolutely you do. Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's and render unto God that which is God. But we don't make money first. We don't make our influence first. We don't make us first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and then all the other stuff will be, there is a vertical order. The devil is a lie. He gonna tell me today, like, devil gonna try to tell me, don't do that. That's spiritual, don't do that. I said, bro, shut up. I should have been doing it, but don't tell me I should have been doing it, and that's a reason why not to do it. What? You think I'm stupid, Satan? So you're going to tell me, okay, you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to do this routine, but you haven't been doing a routine, so don't do it because you haven't been doing what? What, you stuck on stupid? Tricks is for kids. Anytime I lift up Christ, everything else is going, I don't care what. He said, you make your bed in hell, I'm there. If you fly to the highest heights of heaven, I am there. If you, as far as east is from the west, I'm there. Son, once you include me, he don't want you to include me because once I'm included, once I show up, satanic spirits and God's spirits will not dwell. Oh, come on. Have y'all ever seen in the word where the spirits, the evil spirits was there and Jesus came there? It was like, what you doing here? You weren't supposed to be here the next week. What are you doing here? Let's go to the next one. Here's a scary one. Let me tell you something. The reason why I'm so successful is because the persons that God has put on the left of me and the right of me, for DD since I don't know what era, CJ, I don't know for how long, but God put two people in my life who are not traditionally emotional people. They don't really get into, like, their habit is not to be emotional. Their habit is to go by standards. Oh, y'all miss what I just said. I wish I had time. Let me just say this for those of you who are coming to Anchor. CJ said something to me the other day. He said, the reason why so many companies are failing is because the one man is the one man and the two man trying to be the one man. And if the two men could be a one man, they would be a one man and leave you. Oh, y'all missing what I'm saying. He says, I was born a one man, but God told me to be your two man. And there's nothing about it that bothers me. There's nothing in my soul that goes, I shouldn't, because I don't care what they say. I know what God told me. Oh, y'all miss what I just said. Y'all miss what I just said. The problem is Satan really wanted to be God. He wasn't satisfied with the two spots. When he looked at himself, he was like, bro, I should be one. Look at me. Listen to me. You know what? Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to convince those who are loyal to you to come to me. And God is so good. He said, go ahead and see who you can get. And when you finally get them all, let me see who they all are. I want to see who all you convince, because if you can convince them not to be aligned with me, if you can convince them to be loyal to you, then they going where you going to hell. Notice God didn't even fight. There's no fighting when you're God. There's nothing to fight about. God is saying, I don't fight. You have a choice. This is real love. You get to be with me if you want to be with me. And if you don't want to be with me, then go. You free. And guess what? You get to keep all your influence, Satan. You get to keep all your gifts, Satan. You get to go down there and try to convince all of them. And at the end, those that you've convinced will go to hell with you. And those that I have convinced will come to heaven with me. Everybody will get what they want. Listen to me very closely. You have to be super conscious of your horizontal relationships, because your horizontal relationships can cut off your vertical relationship. I'm not making nothing up. Some kind of way, whatever Adam had with God was released you got Adam, you got Eve, and now Eve wiped God out, and now you got Satan. What a trio. A trio. Come on, we're going to get ready. Shh. Do me a favor. This is the part of the message for you. I want you to pray. God, the friend to the right of me and the friend to the left of me, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give me the right people. Give me the right people, God, because you don't give me the right people, God, you can get X'd out this whole thing. You can get X'd out. The right conversation with the right person at the wrong time, the right conversation with Satan will have you going, whoa, to you the one gave me her. What? We just went from God. There's no, of all the stuff that all the animals I've named, of all creation, whoa, to God, you got me in this mess. Listen to me. Blaming always destroys. Building always produces. When you blaming people, you're going backwards. You're not taking responsibility. Look, this whole thing could have been solved. God said, I just need one thing. Don't nobody blame. Everybody, I'm coming right now, and everybody just say what they did. Everybody take ownership, and nothing's going to change. Listen to me. Heaven did not change. They were still in the Garden of Eden. They were still in the presence of God. Nothing changed until they did not take ownership. And then God said, y'all, Adam, I'm sorry. I messed up. Nothing changed until Adam didn't take ownership. I'm sorry. Eve didn't have nothing to do with it. God came straight down and was like, all right, we can fix this. It's okay, Adam. We can fix all of this, Adam. Hey, one of my homies called me the other day, tripping on this girl. She ain't this. She ain't that. She ain't this. She ain't that. We ain't got this. We ain't got that. After all these years, we ain't got that. I was like, okay, let me know when you finish. Not real. Let me know when you finish. What did you call me for? You want me to get on the bandwagon and say it? You want me to bring up all your girl's evils? Bro, what you want me to tell her? She ain't perfect. What you want to talk about her past? I said, bro, we could do this the easy way or the hard way. So if you're trying to make her the person that needs to change, we're doing it the hard way. But the last time I checked, Adam, where art thou? If you fix you, you fix all of this. You ain't got to go to nobody else and be trying to make them feel bad, make them feel. Just go. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, would seek my face, would turn from their wicked ways. If my people blame. If my people tell other humans how bad they are, just like they bad. My people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. I did it. David said, Lord, against thee and thee only have I sinned. What? You killed a man. An innocent man. You slept with his wife. What? You only sinned. He said, absolutely, because the only person I got to get it right with, I ain't got to get it right with nobody in this kingdom. I ain't got to get it right with nobody who's my leader. I just got to get it right with God. I'm talking to somebody today. God said, the only person you got to get it right with is him. And he says, hallelujah. God says, if you get it right with me, I will restore what the locust stole. I'll give you back some 30-fold and some 60-fold and some 90-fold. God said, if you get it right with me, Job, if you stay focused, Job, if you stay strong, Job, I'm not only going to give you back beautiful children, I'm going to double it. I'm not just going to give you your money back. I'm going to double it. It's time for the appeal. Anybody ready to double it right now? Anybody? I'm talking to somebody. Anybody ready to double it right now? Anybody ready to get their stuff back? Anybody ready? Okay, I'm talking to myself. Is anybody ready to get their stuff back? Is anybody ready to be restored? God said, you just got one person to get it right with. That's me. You ain't got to worry about nobody else. And nobody else got a heaven or hell to put you in. But I got a standard. Don't go against my standard to worship your feelings and to worship the devil who's trying to separate you from me. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody ready to be restored? Come on, anybody ready to be restored? Come on, anybody ready to be restored? I said, is anybody ready to be restored? All right. So I'm going to ask Pastor to come and pray for us real quick. Right? There's something that he just recently went through, and I asked him, yo, pray, but if you could just quickly share how the enemy tried to destroy your relationship with God and what you did. Okay.
So, those of you who are, as Pastor said, this is the appeal. So you should be standing at this moment. And I'll quickly. My daughter passed away September the 15th, 2024. We buried her on a Wednesday. And I was supposed to speak to the Rams on a Saturday. And I went to the Word of God. And the Word of God said that Jesus was obedient to death, even death on the cross. And what I heard in my spirit was God was telling me to be obedient to what he called me to do, to be obedient to my purpose. So I chose to go speak to the Rams, and listen to me very carefully. We're talking about going forward. And I was leaving the hotel, and as I was leaving the hotel, I was walking, and I stopped, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't move forward. And the guy knocked on the, and he did like this, and when he did that, I walked, took another step. And then it stopped moving. Then he did like this, and I took another step. And when we finally got out, he said, it won't continue to move unless you continue to move. And what hit me, Pastor, was that my wife was stuck in there too, because she was in front of me. And because I stopped moving, it stopped moving. So my wife couldn't move forward if I wasn't moving forward. And so when my daughter passed, I began to blame God for taking that which he gave to me. And I kept asking why and why and why. And as long as I was asking why, I was taking a step backwards. Every time I asked why, I took a step backwards because I could not figure out why. And God said, it's not for you to understand why. So I asked God, and if I can't understand why, tell me how. How do I move forward? How do I get rid of this pain? How do I continue to press towards the mark of a higher calling? God said, that's easy. Do what I caused you to do before I gave you your daughter. Do what I told you to do before you went through pain. Believe in the dark what I told you in the light. Believe in the dark what your purpose is. Do what I caused you to do. Preach, teach, travel the world, pour into other people, because I birthed you more than for Aries. I birthed you for 1,000 Aries. So take care of my children and I will take care of you. We're praying, Father, you see your children, Father. We're standing, Father, because we're all guilty at some point in time of group thinking and not God thinking, Father. Father, you say in your word that you are a jealous God, Father. So right now, we repent, Father, for everything we've ever done, Father, past, present, and future, Father. Father, we ask that you will create in us a clean heart and you will renew in us a right spirit, Father. We're asking you, Father, that no matter what our spouse or our children or our boss or our friend or even our pastor may say, Father, that we come to you first, Father. We're praying, Father, that you will quiet the noise in our lives so we can hear your still small voice, Father. Father, we're praying that the generational curses will be cast down, Father, that chains will be broken and yokes will be destroyed, Father. We're praying that the pain, the agony of everything we've been through, Father. We're praying not that you would take it away, Father, but that you will make us stronger so that we can grow through it, Father, so that we can help somebody else grow through their trauma, Father. Help us to focus on that which is good, that which is righteous, that which is pure. And Father, when our voice begins to speak negatively, Father, help us to cast out our own voice, Father, and say, what saith the Lord?
Yes,
Father.
Yes.
Father, we love you, Father, from the coming up of the sun to the going under the same, Father. And even when we are upset with you, Father, even when we don't understand, Father, we will still come to you and not go to the enemy. We will still come to you before we go to our spouse. We will still come to you before we go to our children. We will still come to you before we go to our pastor.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you are that's King right. of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify you because you and you alone are worthy to be praised. On a count of three, give God a praise like you've never given God a praise. 1, 2, 3. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him.
We really appreciate you spending your day with us, and we look forward to seeing you again on Wednesday evenings at 6 for Wednesday Night Word with Pastor TJ Tyus. For all of our announcements, upcoming events, and special programming, please visit our social media pages on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Your tangible support of this ministry makes all the difference in the world, and we can't thank you enough for your commitment. If you'd like to support this ministry, please use our Cash App at $APOCGlobal. If you prefer a more traditional approach, visit our website at www.apocministry.org. On behalf of Pastors Thomas and Tyus, their wives and families, and the whole of your A Place of Change ministry family, until we meet again, be blessed.